Oh man, I'm freaking irritated. Sometime my GarageBand wasn't working well. You are listening to the List of Travel Nurse. This one's fire. Fire. Listen all the way through. Might be a little loud. Turn it down. I don't care. This has got to be loud. This has got to be proud. Let me go back and start with this rally that happened in Boston. And then I worked in Massachusetts as a travel, and I loved New Hampshire. I actually love the people of Boston. Love them. This rally and this nurse, Teresa, just fire. Fire. So let's talk about it. Whoops. So I listened to it, and then I was like, oh, I got to share this. And so, here it is.
Okay, we got another fiery patriot going to step up and give you the stories. Therese Grinnell, she's a nurse out of New Hampshire. She's taking a lot of action in her life. Give it up.
I'm going to do my best. Let's give it a test. Let's do freedom fighter, freedom fighter, freedom fighter. On the count of three, as loud as we can. Freedom!
Fighter!
Freedom!
Fighter!
Freedom!
Fighter!
All right, you guys can hear me. My name is Therese Grinnell. I'm a registered nurse. I live in Concord, New Hampshire, land of the live free or die. Today is the day of our Constitution. Our Constitution states that at any point these guys don't do what they need to do to protect our liberties and our freedoms, it is our duty to rise up.
Time to do your duty.
I am a single mom. I adopted my two boys. I took a position that was overnight, 5 p.m. to 8 a.m. So I work nights. I heard someone on Facebook, a young veteran, whose wife is pregnant, LNA at Dartmouth Hitchcock, who got the vaccine mandate, was losing her job and getting kicked out of nursing school. And he decided he was going to set up a truck. And for 30 days, he was going to picket outside of Dartmouth Hitchcock and call it for what it was, bullshit. And this young man, his name is David, he did a call to action, and he said, does anybody care? Does anybody care that my wife is going to lose everything we've worked for? That my newborn child is not going to have the liberty and freedom that our forefathers fought for? Will somebody stand with me? And as I watched him, I started and I said, I can't stand in Lebanon, but damn it, I can stand in Concord. And that Sunday night, I made that decision. And that Wednesday morning, I went out there, 95 degree weather, with my sign that said, honk if you are against mandated vaccines. And do you know the first thing that happened? As I stood there by myself, a nurse in this community for 10 years, somebody rolled down their window and said, how dare you, Therese, you're a nurse, you should be ashamed. Okay, no, wait. Just wait. But then there was a honk. And then somebody walked up. Then somebody pulled over their car. And do you know we had 600 freedom fighters? Four weeks later, on the State House lawn, intercepting our legislators' press conference regarding Biden and what they were going to do for the next election to change it. And do you know what I did? I got up there like a lunatic. And I said, I've got 400 friends that are nurses that have got a mandate, that are gonna lose their job, that are gonna lose their livelihood, everything they've poured into, working through COVID, just like you correction officers. And nobody is doing anything, and we need you to do it, and we need you to do it now. And if you watch watch that footage, they actually were dumbfounded. They said, well, we're here for you, and they didn't know what to do. And they went up into session, okay? And we chanted, where's our governor, right? We started chanting. And do you know, I went home, and guess who won four tickets to the Fisher Cats game with the governor? Me. And I posted that on my Facebook page, like, God is going to do what God is going to do. And it will not be me with my two little boys. We'll get them a babysitter. It's going to be me with three other vicious freedom fighters. And so last night I come home after being prayed over and asking that the governor would finally step up and do his God-given duty for our Constitution to uphold our liberties. And guess who's doing a comment on one of my private Facebook page comments about the Declaration of Independence? Our governor. Everyone is, I'm having state reps call me at 11 o'clock at night saying it's unprecedented. My point is, do not dismiss the power of one. That's right. Jesus Christ was one person. In the Bible, there was one person. There was a remnant. There was Noah, knowing the flood was coming, crying out to the masses. Do not dismiss the power of one. Whatever floats through your head, I can go stand on my corner next to the grocery station with freedom ring, honk for freedom. And you know what? People will come, okay? And you will write your legislators. You will do a call to action for everyone to call the governor's office all at once. You will show up at the basement. You will do whatever breadcrumb God puts in front of you, and you will run with it, because now is the time. These correction officers, they cannot wait another day. The nurses cannot wait another day. Our hospitals are going to collapse. When you have 30% of your healthcare workers saying, my job will still be here, your job will still be there, guys. Your freedom will not. Okay? You are going to crush the industry you're in if you stay in solidarity and you walk out. And just like Nemo's dad, when they were all caught up in the net, if you haven't watched Radiant Israel on Facebook, you need to get onto that Facebook page. But he had the same vision. It's just a net. It's just a net. If we all swim down, we all swim down, we can break this net. Because it's not going to be these guys. It's not. No one's following the Constitution. The Supreme Court didn't look at the election. It's us. It's up to us.
We the people.
We the people. Let's say it again. We the people. So in closing, I just want to recap. The verse that kept coming to me is, you were born for such a time as this. Right? Say it one more time with me. You were born for such a time as this. Hold on. What I didn't realize as I sat quietly when God woke me up at 4 a.m, which only happens when I get called out or he needs to tell me something, because I'm thick-headed. And he said, open it up and look at it. Really go look at that. And you know what the beginning of that verse actually says? If you stand silent, if you stand silent, I will find somebody else, but you will perish. You will perish. Okay, so that's my message today. You can pray, but at some point David picked up that rock and he hit Goliath. So for all my nurses up in New Hampshire and all over this world, for my correction officers, for my truckers, for my National Guardsmen, for my postal workers, it's not just Biden on Thursday night. Okay? It is already happening, and for them, we need to kick some serious.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
And not only is it for our people here, but if you look at an interview of Australians that say they were not born with a flag in their hand, they never went to war, they had no reason to question their government, they don't have the Second Amendment, and now they can't even leave their home for more than an hour. In 4 cases out of 25 million people, they are so locked down, and their cry is, America, don't just do it for you, do it for the world.
So, oh my gosh, Teresa, if you, someone sends this to you and you want to be a guest, you are fire, girl. God has lit a little fire in you. Love your red hair too. If you want to check her video, it's hard to find. Like, where it was on Rumble. Let's see. It was on Rumble. NH Voice. So that's what it was. Yeah, it was only had like 123 views, so thought, well, let's bump that crap up and let's get that out there. Those are the things that need to be heard, and I'm just like, yeah, baby, I'm right there with you. If we do not stand up, if we do not non-comply, if we do not, we will not have a republic. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? Let's stand up and be the voice for the people that are voiceless. Let's stand up and be the change that needs to happen. Let's stand up and do it peacefully. Do it. Do something in your neighborhood. Ask God, what do you want me to do? How do you want me to use my voice in this time? Because such a time as this, if you do not do anything but just pray, that's not enough right now. You have to get up. That's why I'm doing this podcast. If God wants me on the side at the corner with a chicken shoot outfit on me, and putting a sign up, you know what? Okay. If you need to get on to the frontline doctors.org, join a citizen group and connect with like-minded and do a rally, get a hold of your local governor, your city council, and make the changes. Stop the damn mask mandate in school. Do something to fight for your freedom before it's gone. Okay, let's listen to this other short one from the Gateway Pundit. We love the Gateway Pundit. And then I'm just going to put a call to action. Like, call to action. Call to action, call to action, call to action. You got to. I love to, you know what? All my stuff's down there, and it's not like I have like an email list where I put you on a subscription. I don't do that. There's too many other people that are doing it. I don't have the time for it. And I'm not a writer, and I need someone else to write it. I have a blog that's on there, and I don't have time for that. But I have time to get my voice out, to put a podcast every single day, to make my voice heard every single day, to put out the content that's not getting enough ears on it. That's what I'm doing. And then I'm going to share the light and love of all the natural things that you can be doing to be supporting your body at such a time as this. Okay. So many cool things to share with you about that. Like, so many cool things that we could be taking for our body. Listen to this. Of course, it's a stupid ad, so I have to wait to skip it. But we do like to support the Gateway Pundit, so you can go on there and show it. And this is just recently done. Close the ad.
What happened?
Yeah, so I went into a local Walgreens here in Fresno, California. And I just went in to get a flu shot, and they mistakenly gave me a COVID vaccine instead. And I'm not sure if it was an accident. They claim it was. But yeah, I'm just really upset about that.
Right. So what was your reaction to this when it happened?
So when I initially like found out that I was given the wrong shot, I was in shock. Thankfully, my boyfriend and his mom were with me, and they helped me, you know, go up to the counter and like confirm with the head pharmacist that I was given the wrong shot. And so I was just in shock, but my boyfriend and his mom definitely helped me like figure things out.
Mm-hmm. And then, so based off the story you posted on your Instagram, it sounds like they played this off as a minor mistake. They kind of told you stuff happens sometimes. And so does this leave you wondering how many other people have received the COVID vaccine by mistake?
Yes, it does. That's part of the reason why I really want this story to be put out there so that this doesn't happen to other people. It's kind of hard to believe that it was just an accident. Because I know that nurses go through a lot of training so that stuff like this doesn't happen. And so, yeah.
Yeah, so I wanted to ask you, do you think this was incompetency, or do you think that with this major extreme push to get everybody vaccinated, that nurses like this might just be doing it?
I want to believe that it was just an accident. That's what they claim happened. But it does leave me wondering, you know.
So I know they're actually mandating vaccines in Los Angeles. I think that takes effect next month. What are the COVID restrictions like in Fresno?
Well, I'm not actually from Fresno originally. I'm just here visiting my boyfriend. Right. But I know that things are pretty like intense here. Like, you know, they're really pushing it. I know California just as a whole state is really pushing it. And I mean, you go into Walmart and you have to wear a mask, like, you know, and because of all this, it leaves me wondering, okay, maybe this wasn't an accident. Maybe they're just really trying to get everyone vaccinated.
Right. Yeah. So another thing, you're into health. You know what's best for your health. You said you wanted to do some research first before you took this experimental vaccine. What does it feel like to have your medical freedom stripped from you? And in this case, and just played off by no big deal. Oh, it's something that happens.
I'm honestly pretty distraught, to be honest. Like, this is definitely something I wanted to research. I hear of all these side effects and just the fact that it hasn't been out very long. And so to just have it injected me without having a choice just has left me like really super distraught.
Right, I imagine, I'm so sorry. Will you be pursuing this in court?
Yes, definitely.
That's great. What message do you have for anybody that may be getting a vaccine, whether it's the flu or the COVID or any injection for that matter?
I just think that everyone should just really make sure that what is being injected into their body is what they signed up for. So double check with the nurse, you know, multiple times if you have to, just to make sure for certain that you're getting what you signed up for.
Right. And then my last question. So I noticed they tagged your Instagram post with a link to the COVID-19 Information Center for vaccine resources. That's not necessarily a fact check, but it's the next worst thing. So do you think it's necessary for big tech and big pharma to be moderating your factual recount of what happened to you?
No, I think that's super unnecessary. I noticed that and I was like, what on earth? Like, it seems very controlling, to be honest.
That's right. This all seems like it's out of control. I'm so sorry that had to happen to you, Savannah. Thank you so much.
So I guess she maybe has a good social media following. Hopefully, I didn't see your social media. But there are so many people with giants, and I don't scroll that often. I'm going to end it with this one thing, this lady, this TikTok video that I don't get that was, like, cool. So let's end it with this, like, powerhouse woman.
I want a card as well. The drug addicts got a methadone card. These jabbed up people got a jab card. I want a healthy immunity card. I take care of myself and I mind my own fucking business card. Do you have one of those? I think we ought to start putting those into production immediately. Because it takes a lot of work for me to take care of myself. I work out. I eat well. This is day 42 of a cleanse I've been on. Fruits, vegetables, and water. I haven't had any alcohol. I don't smoke cigarettes. So when do I get my card? I want something I can flash and be proud of and say, look at me. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Y'all want me to sit up here and stick a whole bunch of foreign shit in my body? For what? For what? So you can mess up my DNA? Bitch, please. You ain't gonna have me standing outside in the damn sun turning green and shit. Oh, no, no, no.
She goes off even further. I'm sorry, the little cuss words and that. I should have given you a warning if somebody was around. But I was like, freaking love her. Love it. I want a card for doing the things I'm supposed to do. If you've not seen my Telegram, I shared the Telegram. One other little one with these kids, and then we'll end it.
All right, my brother, you're going to get a vaccine.
No!
No way! Huge job. That's the future right there. White guys.
So they ask these kids all in uniform, they look like they're going to school, if they're going to get the jab, and they're like, no way. So that one's super cool. The one that's on there, be warned, if you get on my Telegram, with the autopsy skull, you know, it's on there. This one was just fire, and I just think we, the people, need to stand up. Even for those people that are brainwashed, let's stand up for them. Let's stand up for them. Stand up for your neighbors, your friends, your coworkers. And I'm sorry if somehow we can actually support each other, that the ones that are losing their job, you know what? God's gonna provide. But you know what? You can lose your job, but you cannot get your freedom back. You can't get your freedom back. You literally just can't. So it is time to make that decision. And I loving that there is rallies like this. In Oregon. In Oregon, we will not comply. We will in Oregon. I want to hear more states. New Hampshire, Texas. Oh my gosh, all these. And my friend David Harris, he decided, he's got massive millions of followers, and it's something on Facebook and then Insta. He had a post on there of the, and you know, this of course is hitting the news, but this is all the Highway Patrol protesting. Fabulous. I want to hear more. And I want to see more, and I want to know, I want to put a call to action to do more. Do more for your freedom. Freedom does at a cost, and our military is having to step down. Do more to keep our freedoms. Otherwise, you will have no freedom. Okay? So, this is a complete call to action. Call to action. And then reach out and tell me what you're doing. And then I will get back into all the amazing, holistic, amazing things that in your body. I just haven't even had time to work on that. I get these things and I'm like, oh, I gotta get this out. This is so good. I have to share it. This needs to be out. So go share this episode with everyone. And then be cautious if you are deciding to get the flu vaccine. I would be cautious with any injection right now. I'd be cautious with any damn drug that anyone's giving you. I think that you can manage most of your health off pharmaceuticals. Stop giving big pharma. Stop giving these companies that are evil money. Shop somewhere else. It might cost more. Shop somewhere else where you can actually make a difference. Shop small. Shop local. Make a difference. Shop my website. It's all below. Shop another person. Make a difference that way. Make a difference with your voice. Make a difference in your community. You have to do something. So, this is short, sweet, to the point. God bless. Praying for you. You are going to be my friends. You are my coworkers. You're my other people. They're not my coworkers. You care about your body and you care about this nation. It's time to be freedom fighters.